When did you begin to regard photography as an art form?
Well, I think that that probably was when I was in high school and started to see the work of serious artists. Probably documentary at first. I was the school photographer for a yearbook one year. And I really started to feel that this was an important area that I could combine my interest in photography and kind of its magic along with possibly becoming an art person in that. But it was still a little early. I wasn't really totally familiar. So that by the time I went to university at the University of Wisconsin, I started to really seriously pursue photography, looking at a lot of different photographers' work, and amongst them Aaron Siskind, who eventually I went to graduate school to study under. But I think that was probably the turning point. During university, I had a couple of shows, and by that time I was familiar enough with what was going on in the early days of photography that it seemed really important and a career path of some sort. Still a little bit unsure because I didn't know that people were going to graduate school in that right off. However, in my senior year, I had switched actually majors to American intellectual history, and I did an honors thesis on the aesthetic traditions of photography, and of course that changed everything, where I really discovered what was going on and looked to take on photography as a graduate study from there on in. And that to me was that was the turning point then, where I knew I wanted to be an artist using the camera.
Then how did your experience in graduate school affect your creative decisions?
Well, graduate school to me was really a very important time where my interests, although I'd been interested in the documentary area, I was doing more landscape work as a senior and undergraduate, and then when I went into graduate school at the Institute of Design at the Illinois Institute of Technology, I was studying with Aaron, and he was kind of rough on me because I was doing very traditional landscape kind of work, and he said, "That's been done. You know, you're good at it. You know, fine. You have to go beyond that now." And that's where I really had some major changes. I almost left graduate school because I just it didn't agree with where my head was at that time for a while. And then I caught on that you really do have to develop something of your own. And so graduate school became a major time of change for me, where I started not only doing landscape work, and I continued that, and the title of my thesis was Introspective Landscape, but by the time I'd finished, I had moved very far afield from where I'd started in traditional landscape work, where I utilized color slides, even kind of some unusual films, infrared color film, and started playing with sandwiching color slides together, so that I experimented with that. And then I also did a video of water at the time. So in a sense, I developed it was my first multimedia piece. It was a multimedia thesis piece. So it was really a time of total change. And where I had almost rejected Aaron at the outset, we ended up eventually. When my son was born several years later, his middle name, well, he's Matthew Aaron, Matthew for Matthew Brady and Aaron for Aaron Siskind. So obviously Aaron was a very important part of my growth. And the Institute of Design really was a place that kind of pushed you, that said, you're going to change when you're here. You're not going to stay the same. You're not going to just get better. You're going to change and become something else. So that was really the